bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning. It is 8:34, 77 degrees. Welcome to K1 and Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis, and with me we have Charlene Dew from Big Brothers and Big Sisters and a special guest, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Charlene, and welcome aboard today. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, one of my favorite organizations nationally, but when you get down to it locally, that's where the real nice stories all begin. And I got to tell you, you've got a great program here, and the way that people just come away with such a great feeling overall, both the bigs and the littles, it's almost magic when you think about it.
Well, it can be, yes.
It can be, yes, and that is definitely the direction we want to try to go in. Now, we've got a lot of events. We're going to talk about a match. We're going to talk about, of course, the big raffle coming up, and Jeffrey's going to share a story with us here, too, a little bit. Now, for folks who are not familiar with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Oklahoma, the big picture is we're there to fill some holes in young people's lives with bigs and big brothers and big sisters to littles.
Correct. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Oklahoma facilitates one-to-one mentoring relationships mm-hmm. between responsible adult mentors and high school mentors, actually, for youth that the mentors help them kind of reach their full potential and ignite the kind of empower kids to believe in themselves and perhaps see the world in a different way. See some opportunities they may not have thought were possible.
And a lot of times the bigs give a lot of hope where many kids at times feel hopeless. And that's a place where nobody needs to be, in a state of hopelessness.
Correct.
Man alive. So we've got a lot of things going on. We were talking a bit about a match just before we went on the air. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with this match that you were speaking of?
Our average match length is 3 years. We've had big and little matches that have lasted 10 years or longer. Mm-hmm. Because when you have a one-to-one match that goes for 10 years, they tend to stay involved in each other's lives even after the official match is closed.
Mm-hmm. My uncle was a big for a long time, and he kept correspondence all the way up through the time that one of his littles actually got through college and started out on their own. And
right.
they kept in touch back and forth before my uncle passed, but that was one of the things that I saw take place when I was just a young man. And I'm thinking, okay, my uncle's a busy guy, but he always seems to have room for Todd. And Todd turned out to be a pretty good fella. And he started out not too bad, but he turned out to be exceptional because
there
of the relationship.
Go. Well, frequently, because I've been here for almost 30 years, frequently I will run into people in the community that were former big brothers or big sisters that are still in contact with their little. And they'll say, you know, I just heard from my little brother and he's serving in the military, or that my little sister just graduated with her master's degree, or mm-hmm. you know, something like that. So it's when you stay in a program long enough, you get to see those young people that you matched become the citizens of the community that you would like, and you continue to hear about those connections. that go on for a long time.
Now, Charlene, how does a person become a big brother, big sister, and how do they get matched up with a youngster?
Big Brothers Big Sisters has two programs. We have a community-based program, which is what most people think of when they think of Big Brothers Big Sisters, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteers, the mentors, are all adults, and they all the activities take place in the community. So they're going to be as varied as the people. We also have a site-based program, and those activities take place at the child's school during that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame after, mm-hmm. after school. And those volunteers can be high school students, college students, or adults.
Mm-hmm.
The process is you would just contact our office or go on to our website and fill out either an inquiry form that says, I want more information, or you can go ahead and apply if you've already been thinking about it and you know that this is something that you really want to do. We require an application, we do an interview, we do background checks, and then once a volunteer's approved, they would be matched with a child on the basis of personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's strengths are. And if you think about it, that's how we have friends. We have friends that we have something in common with, we get along with, and one of us is not too needy for the other.
Now, I guess this would be a pretty good time to bring in Jeffrey in on this. Jeffrey, you've been a big for, what, a year?
That's correct.
And tell us about how you came to the decision to become a big.
Well, it was kind of a conflation of events. There was, I've been involved in mentoring programs before, mm-hmm. and one of the mentees I had from about 20 years ago found my wife on Facebook and said, hey, I've been looking for you guys for, you know, several years and wondering if we could, you know, reconnect. And so this was, he was 11 to 13 when we had our relationship, mm-hmm. back and this was the late 90s.
Yeah.
So it was the first time we had talked to him in 20 years. And just hearing him, well, just knowing that he looked us up, gave us some indication as to impact, but then just meeting with him was almost surreal to, you know, be in the room with him 20 years later and catch up and have him tell us, you know, the impact that we had on him. And so that was kind of rattling around in my mind. And then I happened to be at a company event where our community relations director said, was kind of giving us an update on different charities and organizations in the community and said, hey, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, they have a waiting list, especially for male bigs, and it just seemed like the right thing to do, and so I gave Charlene a call, and we went through the process.
And how's it been so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's one of the things I really like about Big Brothers Big Sisters. This is the first time I've been involved with this organization, it's not just a vetting process, which every organization will have, but all the effort they put to getting the right match was evident. And they were very successful, and we connected very fast, and we've had a really good year so far.
Well, that is great, and you know, it's too bad it's not television, because right now Jeffrey is just beaming. I know that a lot of the bigs have a tendency to do that when they talk about the relationship they have with their little Charlene.
Well, a lot of people will say they came after they've been matched with a young person for a while. They'll say, I came into the program thinking I was going to do something for this youth, and I've gotten so much back myself.
Oh, wow. And it is touching. And the heart just gets a little bit bigger, a little bit warmer when beautiful things like that start to happen.
We had a big sister come into our office, she was a big sister. I matched her 25 years ago, before mm-hmm. she was ever married and had kids. Now her kids are, you know, in college and graduated, and we were talking about it, and she was talking about the first little sister that she had, because she was very faithful to always send a birthday card, Christmas cards, and she never got anything back, and she never knew for sure if they got to the young girl or not, and she had not heard from her. But that's not terribly unusual. People, you know, the good intentions that grow dim sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, at this age of social media, we could probably find her. Not me. I'm not the social media person. But PJ, my admin, could do this. And so PJ found her, because the young girl had a very unique name.
Mm-hmm.
And we found her on LinkedIn. and connected them back up again. And come to find out, her little sister had she just finished with her master's. She was married, had, two or three children, was doing quite well, and was able to share with Cheryl how much that relationship had meant to her.
Now, we have these reunions every now and then that are, kind of private like that. Has Big Brother or Big Sister locally ever thought of maybe having some kind of a reunion, almost like a
homecoming?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We actually, that comes up, at least once a year.
It does. Great.
The problem is that we do not have a good tracking mechanism for keeping track of people. So, I know the ones that are still in town for the most part, mm-hmm. but finding them, and that would take a full-time person a very keen volunteer who wants to search social, because probably we could find a lot of them on social media, mm-hmm. but it's a time factor.
Oh, it is.
We just don't have the staffing to do that, but it would be awesome to be able to bring back the people over the last 30 years that have been matched.
That would be.
We have three walls of bulletin boards of pictures, so that would be a large gathering.
Wow, I'd say. We're speaking with Charlene Dew and Jeffrey Romines with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Charlene, we've got some big events coming up, but I want to get to this first. It's the big raffle. We have to get that big voice out there. I wish mine was a little bit bigger so we could have that big echo. So tell us about the big raffle.
Well, the big raffle, this is the fourth year that we've done a raffle.
Uh-huh.
And it's we're very excited this year. Of course, we're excited every year. But the concept behind the raffle is that they're $100 a ticket, mm-hmm. and we only sell 100 tickets.
Wow.
And in the past, we've done a variety of different trips and choices. This year, we decided that we would do a $2,500 Visa gift card. So
cash,
that should have
king.
A broad appeal.
You can do a lot of things with that.
You can do whatever you want with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a 1 in 100 chance of winning. So that's just very good odds. And we'll do the drawing on August the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets can be purchased online at bigrafflebbsok.org. Now, if you're listening to this on the radio, that may be a lot of bees to try to keep track of. So you can simply call our office if you want the information. I'm assuming that it may be on the radio website later.
It probably will be.
And
a little bit later this afternoon. It'll be right up there on the podcast. So.
And this year we're also doing, we're selling tickets, paper tickets as well.
Mm-hmm.
So board members, Tammy Watt at Bank First has some tickets that you can get. So,
well, this ought to be great. I can't think of anything that could go wrong with handing out money.
Well, we're hoping not.
Oh, no. I'm saying there's a plenty of upside to this as well. Also, some of the other events that take place with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Would you like to touch on a few of those too?
Well, our big event, this is the 20th year for our big event, which is a dinner and auction that is on August 17th this year. It will be at Hillcrest.
Mm-hmm.
The honorary chairs are Cheryl and Kenny Green with First Investment, and Gina and Jeff Romines, our big brother here.
Uh-huh.
And our major sponsors are ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, DSR, and First Investment Corporation.
So, Jeffrey, you're just a little bit busy then, right, with this?
We'll have a little bit to do, correct.
But it's going to be fun, isn't it?
It will be. When they called about, being an honorary chair, of course, the first question I had to ask was the date of the big event.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second question I asked was, okay, well, what will be required of me? And then as they started to go through the list, I said, we'll stop there. I said, let me answer first. Yes, I will do it. I said, I'm not going to hear the requirements and then say, oh, no, Big Brothers, Big Sisters isn't worth it. They're definitely worth it. So
you made a great call then.
I feel like it, yes.
Well, we were just really, really pleased with that answer.
You had to be.
Sometimes, sometimes honorary chair, our prospects will take, you know, a month to tell us no. Like, you know, people, it's a yes or no question. So when Jeff said, I'm all in, and this is something they need, and I'm going to do it, it was just really touched my heart. So it's our theme this year is Tastes Around the World.
Oh.
So we are going to do foods from all seven of the continents and a mixture of music that will touch multiple countries, we hope. And it should be really fun because it's going to be a come and mix, mingle, network with people, enjoy the food stations, and then we'll have our live auction, our silent auction, and we always do a wine pull. So,
well, this really sounds like it's going to be quite the thing. I'm kind of looking forward to this right now. I'm just hearing about it for the first time, and I'm thinking, Miss Susie, I think we've got a date. So,
yes, perhaps your employer will see fit to send you.
I'll just go. You know, I'll throw down money.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Well, it's worth it. You know, we're talking big brothers and big sisters here, so it's always a great cause, and it's always something that should be supported in every community. Especially ours. This is Community Connection, and we're talking with Charlene Dew, the area director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, and Jeffrey Romines with Big Brother. And this is brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1. I want to get back to the big raffle once again, because I can just hear folks talking to themselves a little bit. I was in the car. I heard about the raffle. I was in the car. That's a $2,500 prize. That's a Visa gift card. And if you want to go to the website for more information, it's Big Raffle BBB, that's three of them, SOK.org. And remember, only 100 of these are available. So the clock is ticking. If you're thinking, well, I need to throw my support, well, throw it, and by all means, put down $100 while you still have a chance to get the big raffle ticket. The drawing will be on August the 2nd, and you know, good luck to everyone who participates. But even if they're out of tickets, if you've got a C-note that you want to throw down and just say, here, for the cause, for the general good, you're always more than welcome to do that now, Charlene. I mean, you'll accept it, won't you?
Yes, but we're only selling 100 tickets.
We're only selling 100 tickets, but if
and we've sold, out of the 4 years, the first 2 years we sold out.
Well, so, wow.
last year we didn't, but I picked glamping trips because that was our theme.
Okay.
And I think that I should have thrown in a luxury hotel trip. Because I think they either got the glamping idea and thought, I don't care if it's $300 a night, I'm not sleeping in a tent, or they didn't get the glamping. And so this year I thought, you know, everybody loves money.
Oh, indeed they do. It's and, so universal.
And there's so much one could, there's so many ways that you could take that $2,500 and use it.
Mm-hmm.
That you can plan your own trip. You could, there's all kinds of things that you could do with it. So that's the direction we decided to go this year.
Okay. And there's always that option. You can just give the money right back to Big Brothers Big Sisters if you're so inclined.
You could.
I'm making that suggestion. I'm just throwing it out there. You know, if you're all fit and all your things are, your needs are met and you're saying, well, boy, it sure was nice winning $2,500. Might go a little bit further if I just give it back to the organization. You know, that's on your heart. You can do that if you like.
Yes, but that would be great. That would be historic, actually.
It would be historic.
It would require another radio interview to announce that.
We'd make it big time, that is for sure. I want to thank you for coming by, Charlene. And Jeffrey, thank you very much for sharing the story. And good luck on this chairmanship for the big event, because it looks like you're going to be rolling up your sleeves with a lot of people to put on this, because it really sounds dazzling.
Well, Tom, appreciate the encouragement.
Alrighty, and once again, folks, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Oklahoma, this is Charlene Dew and Jeffrey Romines, and I'm Tom Davis on K1. Thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
I look forward to having you back in the studio real soon.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and you've been listening to Community Connection on K1, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us a call. Consumer Calls on the Road is a superb way to bring in customers to your business.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
I have good news for you. There was an American pastor and his wife living for a while in Australia. They were starting a church and ministering to a new congregation. They knew they were not the favorite people, and occasionally someone would say, "What are you Yanks doing here?" They were pioneering a church, and new people were having a hard time with Yanks being there. One evening, as the pastor's wife was sitting with their new baby in her